In Montana, there's no statewide sales tax, not a penny. But this millionaire from New Jersey lobbied to create a sales tax here. Greg Gianforte wanted to...
Greg Gianforte has been clear.
I'm opposed to a statewide sales tax.
Steve Bullock is lying because he...
Lying. That's a common response from candidates or their campaigns about many of the messages in the negative political ads. So it begs the question, is there anything that can be done? Not really, says Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell.
There is nothing stronger in a First Amendment sense than what is said in the ad. That is where the argument that you're interfering with the First Amendment speech right is strongest.
The attorney says past attempts by lawmakers to insist on truth in campaign advertising have been struck down by the courts. Still, his office, which is charged with monitoring and enforcing campaign practices in a fair and impartial manner, gets these complaints from candidates. So what do you tell them?
I tell them just what I told you, and that is that when you're talking about the content, the truth, or the untruth of what is written or said in a particular political communication, that is between the two candidates.
Modell says if Montanans accept brazen statements by a candidate, then that's what they'll get. The problem, says political scientist David Parker at Montana State University, is this assumption.
A lot of voters basically presume that politicians lie all the time.
He says many of the issues raised in these ads are multifaceted and complex and can't be boiled down easily. He says the only way for voters to navigate this is to examine the claims and do your own research.
If you believe that campaign ads are the only way to educate yourself in a race, you're grossly mistaken. You have a responsibility, if you're going to vote, to fully educate yourself as much as possible on the issues and go to sources that you respect to get your information.
The political advertising is to stop in less than a week. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.